Rosie O'Donnell falsely claims the anti-Catholic trans Minneapolis school shooter was a Republican MAGA person. By Simon Kent on August 29, 2025. Leftist actress Rosie O'Donnell has falsely claimed the anti-Catholic trans Minneapolis school shooter was a Republican MAGA person, amongst other falsehoods regarding the motivation of the murderer and the political inspiration she alleged drove him. O'Donnell, still in self-imposed exile from the United States, who has a daughter who identifies as they/them, made her claims in a post on social media network TikTok. She alleged the shooter was a white guy, Republican, MAGA person. What do you know? White supremacist. She further alleged, the NRA is a terrorist organization. And they have been for many years, the system is broken. We care more about guns than we do our children. When is enough enough, America? Haven't you had enough of Donald Trump? The Heritage Foundation? All their bullshit? He's their puppet, but guess what? It's coming to an end, adding he is not doing well. Her thoughts on President Donald Trump were further delivered, whether physically, emotionally, spiritually, or all of them wrapped up into one. He's not doing well. He wants to get into heaven. I find that comical. She went on, hope you're planning on protesting and resisting all of this administration's bullshit. It gets thicker every day. Get your hip boots on, people. We're going to be overwhelmed with his bullshit. And remember, he lies all the time. He only lies, and when he tells on himself like you're not gonna need to vote again after this election, believe him. I think he's not going to allow voting in the midterms. I think what he's doing now, going to all these Democratic cities, is to declare martial law. During martial law, we can't have elections. I think that's what he is doing. Project 2025. If you haven't read it, you should. It's your duty as an American, I think. And once you have, you should do something. Watch and listen to the full rant below. As Breitbart News reported, the barbaric trans attacker who killed 2 children, wounded 14 others, and 3 adults, left behind a rambling video message in which he said, "Fuck those kids." He changed his name from Robert to Robin at age 17. The attacker apologized directly to his family for what he was about to do, but made clear he would not apologize to anyone else. Handwritten portions of the trans shooter's sickening manifesto were visible in the video message, and on those pages made clear he had been plotting this attack and wanting it for so long. This is far from the first time the Ireland-based actress has passed judgment on U.S. politics. In March of this year, the Flintstones star announced she had fled the United States for Ireland in fear of how Trump would run the country in his historic non-consecutive second term. Via social media, she has aired many grievances with the president and come out as an election denier, claiming tech billionaire Elon Musk tampered with vote totals in 2024 and demanding a recount, assuming it would show former Vice President Kamala Harris to be the real winner. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter. Follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.